All right, Debo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on the bottom of page 183. So if you remember, again, we're talking about in this parak of parak tes, the subject over here are the things that detract or that make it difficult to acquire the midah of zrizos. So the first thing that Amchal is beginning with is the greatest detractor from zrizos is a flawed mindset. And the flawed mindset that life is about rest, that life is about relaxation, that life somehow is about taking it easy. If this indeed is one's mindset, then at the end of the day, the acquisition of the midah of zrizos is going to be exceptionally complicated. Let's pick up the last line on 183. Ma matara, what is the purpose of life? Im ha'odam magdil yatzmo, sha matarahi, page 184. If a person establishes for himself that the matara, that the purpose of life, is relaxation, avas ha'idunim, or a love of pleasures, hanoa mushlames me'achayim, ultimately the ability to benefit in totality from life, im ze hofich lihios matara sha'adam yanuach, if it becomes a person's purpose in life that he should rest, that he should just enjoy, if this indeed becomes the purpose, memelo ein tam lahashkia energios b'mashu shelechalutin lo movil osi lamatara hazos. So we'll say, remember, at the end of the day, so when I decide what my purpose is in life, right? When I decide ultimately what it is that I'm trying to acquire, where it is that I'm trying to reach, then lamaisi, the only thing I'm going to put my energies into are things that will bring me to that purpose. But if something won't bring me to that purpose, to that goal, then at the end of the day, I have no interest in doing it. So he goes on, atzlanus kidola, atzlanus betchum haruchni, kizela movil oso lamatara. So we'll say, very important yisod. At the end of the day, says the Ramchal, that everything in life has to be purpose-driven or mission-driven. Everything in life has one simple question. This goes out to Ramchal's fundamental question. What am I doing in this world? What's my purpose in this world? What's my matara? So if my matara ultimately is to relax and to enjoy, then by definition, I have no interest in putting in energies or putting in time or putting in resources to advance any other agenda. Therefore, again, the Ramchal says explicitly, the purpose of life is not to relax, and the purpose of life is not to acquire pleasures. Atzlanus kilomar, so we'll say, so what is atzlanus? Atzlanus, very simply, is choser hamotivitzia beinyonim ruchaniim, mushpas mehagdaras mataras hachayim. So I will say, ultimately, laziness, atzlanus, which is a lack of motivation in spiritual matters, is a result of a flawed hierarchy in life, is the result ultimately of a flawed life mission statement, of a flawed life purpose. Adam kaze shezemashem aninoso. But say a person like this, meaning when we say like this, is a person who suffers from atzlanos. So the problem ultimately is, what is it that interests him? Vaday, shezemashem aninoso, that rest and relaxation is something that is intriguing to him and is interesting and meaningful to him. Vaday shetichbad alav ha'avoda lifnei boro kovet gadlos. We'll say a person like this, ultimately, who his primary desire and goal in life is to rest and to relax, so the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a great burden to him. Kimi sheyirtze lechol achilosav b'chol yishav amnucha. Because we'll say, for example, let's say someone says, you know what, for me, I like to eat my meals benachas. I like to eat my meals. I like to relax. I like to go ahead and have, you know, the seven courses in front of me. He said, listen to what he says. Atamagia la'ochal v'zerega shalak shama. So we'll say, for example, let's say a person says, me, you know, my goal, I think a real purpose in life is to eat. And I believe in the culinary experience, and I believe in that this is really like an event. So if when a person, that, for that kind of person, when it comes to eat, zerega shalak shama, it's a moment of actualization. Matara b'chaim. Not just that I'm hungry, I have to service a need, but literally it becomes a goal, it becomes a purpose. B'shil ma'ata oved. People say, why do people work in life? In general, why does a person work? Hagas l'tachlis, because I have a goal. I have a goal. Dvarim sheim mataros, osim osam begadol. Those things that are purposeful items, those things that are meaningful, that are mataros. So again, I spend a lot of time focusing on them. Dvarim sheim emtsayim, meritzim osam. Those things are both said that are not an ends, or that are not an ends, but are simply a means. We rush to it. So it's an interesting distinction. Those things that are an ends, we spend a lot of time on. Those things that are a means, we usually rush through them. But I will say, the moment that something becomes a matara, something becomes a purpose, a goal, a desire, then I want to have pleasure from that. So for example, atamagia la arucha. Suppose a person comes to a meal time. Yesh shalosh aruchos bayom. Suppose if a person's goal in life, if a person's matara, if my purpose is to enjoy my food, if that's my tachlis, if that's my purpose, then okay, there are three meals a day, and each of those meals piskas hayom. Each of those days is like an apex. Each of those moments is like an apex, like a zenith. It's a high point of the day. B'shamato avid kol yom. Suppose a person who goes ahead and feels that eating is a matara, eating is a purpose. So why does a person work the whole day? Kadei lechol, in order to eat. As imatarot lechol, as biyishav hadas. So if that's the case, and again, he's just giving an example. So if one of my purposes in life is to eat and to enjoy my food, that means every single time I come to eat, I've reached a matara. I reached a purpose. If I reached a purpose, then that event requires a lot of time. As bi shavadas, when I eat, it should be with yishavadas, with inner quietude. Poschem shulchan, right? Let's set the table. Laat laat b'menucha. And every stage of that process should be done slowly. Zepiska, after all, again, it's a pinnacle. Tzarech lecho v'lehanos l'hashkia bazman. You have to eat, you have to enjoy, you have to invest time. Zedavar mashma'uti, b'me'efshar la'asos chamesh aruchos az osum chamesh. Both say this is something important, and therefore, again, if I had the ability to have five meals a day, I would do so. V'im'efshar limroach kol arucha az osum zos, ki zeh matara v'chaim. So both say, you hear the distinction that he's making. What he's making ultimately is that a person has to ask themselves in life, what is the matara? What are the purposes? What are my goals here? Because those things that become the goals, those are the things which I'm going to invest a lot of time and a lot of energy. Those things that are not the goals, but are simply the means to get to the goals, those things do not have a large investment of energy and time. So for example, if eating is a goal, if feeding is a goal, then by definition, there's going to be an incredible amount of time that goes into the meals themselves. So, for example, this is the Gamish Anoshim, Shamatara Shalem Bachaim Zamlucha Shena. So, we'll say ultimately, there are some people who, for them, a purpose, not necessarily the purpose, but a purpose in life, is to rest, is to sleep, is to be well rested, is to be relaxed. Vim Zehofech Lamatara. As tzarach lahashkia baze, we'll say if this turns into a goal, then by definition I need to invest time into this. The kodim calls the harbe shos, the gam betinoim up to malim ze'eno kemashe yosetov. So we'll say the idea over here. So again, this is his yisod, and therefore again, the dangerous part is. So if a person says. My goal in life is to relax. If that's my goal, then by definition, everything in life becomes about how can I maximize my relaxation. And the relaxation period becomes, ultimately, again, the most protracted, elongated periods where I put in the most amount of effort in order to get there. And everything else becomes difficult. And everything else, I feel, is like taking away from the weekend. Everything else is taking away from the vacation. So the problem is, when a person takes this mindset, anything that requires effort, specifically in the realm of spirituality, ultimately becomes a burden. Top of 185, Beli Torah. So a person looks for things in life that do not have any kind of tirda, do not have any kind of significant toil. Kimashe pachos trados, Levad shashina tiyeh tova. So I'll say, so I look for things in life that have the least amount of exertion. V'yimayin lelechas, and lo le'ito. Furthermore, again, even when I walk, I'm going to walk ultimately again at my pace, and I'm going to try to avoid things that cause me to accelerate my pace. Lama shetemaher. Lezer shumakum. Why should I rush anywhere? Hazeh lo noach, zeh lo noach. Zelo na'im bishyoma. It's not pleasant to have to rush. It's not nice to have to rush. And anyway, what's the purpose of rushing? 185, the third paragraph down. V'chiyotze b'dvarim ke'ila. And then Ramchal goes on, he says, and there are many other examples of this. Hine yiksha alav lahashkin lebate k'nesios b'boker. We'll say, if life becomes all about rest, and life becomes all about taking it easy, then everything becomes difficult. It becomes difficult to wake up for shul in the morning. Or it becomes difficult to end dinner to come to shir, or it becomes difficult to end dinner to come to davening. Or for that matter, to go ahead and leave my home to go do a dvar mitzvah. Now this is a classic dynamic. It's validating to see. It's not new. It's always been like this. Right, so you ask people to do something, and what do people often say? To get involved in something, it's not the right time. It's not the right time. Right? Yeah. So when is the right time? I'm not sure. But I know for sure now is not going to be the right time. Well, tomorrow? No. Next year? Probably not. It's not going to be the right time in any time in the foreseeable future. So obviously, sometimes people legitimately are busy with different things. But Lamaisa says, there are just some times where a person just doesn't want to be bothered. So why doesn't a person want to be bothered? Ultimately, again, because they're suffering, unfortunately, from atzlos. I'm happy to help if everything is perfect and doesn't require any considerable exertion. So then I'm happy to pitch in. But other than that, he says, Kol shekein l'mar atzlo dvar mitzvah, olo Talmud Torah, person is not going to push himself to come to do a mitzvah or to come to learn, because we'll say for one simple reason, it's not convenient. It's not convenient, meaning I'll do things if they're convenient for me, fit into my schedule, and do not require incredible exertion. But the moment that lamaisa, again, it requires of me to push myself, again, if I'm suffering from atzlos, I don't have an interest in it. This is a very profound statement. You see, people often think, let's say a person chooses, for argument's sake, not to get up in the morning. Person chooses not to get up in the morning. So people think that at the end of the day, I'm making a conscious decision. I'm making a conscious decision to sleep or to not look. So I'll say the interesting part is that's actually not making a conscious decision. That's giving in to the natural and innate and default tendencies of man. Because the natural, innate, and default tendencies of man are what? Are adama. So Adama doesn't get up. Adama doesn't go anywhere. Adama doesn't do anything. The only time we truly exercise our bechira is when we act against the forces of atzlos. When I dafka decide to get up, when I dafka decide to go and learn, when I dafka decide to do the chesed, when I dafka decide to get up and engage, that's what he says. That's when I'm being an adon ba'atzmo. That's when I'm exercising. I'm exercising adnos, riboniyot. I'm exercising autonomy. Any time that I give in to atzlos, that is the absence of personal autonomy. That's ultimately, again, yielding to the innate forces of nature, which have a desire to keep me at rest. It's an incredible yisod. Ze omer, mashikorisha teva niye melech. See, we'll say sometimes we make teva. But you will step over here with this. But this is a very profound statement. Mashikorisha teva niye melech. Sometimes we allow our natural dispositions to become the king. So I'll say ultimately again, when we don't exert our bechira to engage in a life of movement, to engage in a life of action, to engage in a life where again we battle against fatigue and we battle against all which are all legitimate forces that seek to hold us back. But if we allow them to win, then by definition we've yielded our autonomy. The only time our bechira truly expresses itself is when ultimately, again, we're willing to go against the innate nature of man. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in the middle of 185 tomorrow.